In this week's parasha, Parashas B'Shalach, we have the Kriyas Yamsuf. And in Kriyas Yamsuf, we have the pasuk that says, Ze Keili V'Anveyu, L'Kerami V'Remenu, L'Kerami V'Remenu. And the Gemara learns from here, Ze Keili V'Anveyu, you learn from here the idea of Hidurin Mitzvah. As the Gemara says, the Tanya is a Kelev and very snore the fun of the mitzvahs, make the mitzvahs nice. I saw the fun of Sukkano, the Lulav Noe, the Shefer Noe, Titzis Noe, Sefer Torah Noe. You should do everything, all the mitzvahs you should do in a nice and beautiful way. And you should write it nice, the more continues on. And you have to cover the Sefer Torah in beautiful Shiraim. You have to make the mitzvah in the most perfected way. And that's what's called in other places Hidur Mitzvah, doing the Mitzvah in the nicest and most pleasurous and most beautiful, beautiful way possible. And that's what you learn from this pasuk in Shir HaSayah. Now, when I went up just today, there was a Shiloh that came a few years ago. And the Shiloh was the following. It was Parsha Zohar, and which is Mitzvah Deraisa Tulein, the Kula Alma. And there was a Sefer Torah Mehudor in the Shul. Very beautiful Sefer Torah written Mehudor, perfect Sefer Torah. There was another Sefer Torah that was saved from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and went through the Holocaust, and someone was able to save it and keep it and bring it with serious Nefesh Mamish to America, and it was sitting in the shul as well. And at a, you know, sentimental value, it was, and you laying that with that Sefer Torah, Pasha Zohar, the Shah Socha Malek, seemed to be very appropriate. And the Shiloh was, which Sefer Torah to use? The Sefer Torah was written nicely, with a Sefer Torah which has that more sentimental and emotional connection to Parsha Zohar, what do you choose? So to answer this Shiloh, I want to maybe address a little bit what we learned from Ezekiel Van Veyu, and through that to try to get to an answer. The Achronim, or bothered, that the Rambam does not mention in Halachas the idea of Zekeil Vanveu. What the Gemara brings in a few places, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Nazir, the Gemara in Menachos, Zekeil Vanveu, we snarl the mitzvahs, make the mitzvahs beautiful and nice. The Rambam doesn't mention it. Why not? Why doesn't the Rambam mention it? So comes the Biskarov and says a big aside. Biskarov is printed in the, what's called the stencil on the Pesach Nazir, beginning Pesach Nazir, Mistaf Bezim, Bezim, Pesach Nazir. It took me a long time to find the Biskarov. It's a famous Biskrov, that's where it's written. The Biskrov brings the following Chakira. It says, how do you understand the idea of Hidur Mitzvah? Of Zekeli Vanveu? Is it a pshat that you have a din in all mitzvahs to try to do the mitzvahs in the perfect way? It's a din klali, it's a generic rule. Try to do whatever you can in the most beautiful, the nicest, and most perfected way possible. Or it's a din in every mitzvah that this mitzvah needs to be done in the best way possible. That's what the Chakiras know. But the Bruce Gorman side explains a little bit more. He mentioned Lul Nesrik. It's not the famous one. That's a different shiur. We spoke about Pashas Lech Lecha 2 years ago. But the Mila, that's another one. This one over here speaks about the way the Bruce Gorman says like this. Question is Hidur Mitzvah, a din, that the mitzvah needs to be done perfectly. You have to do the mitzvah in the best way possible. All the halachas and the dinim that are get to the mitzvah, you should do it. Or the hidur mitzvah has nothing to do with the mitzvah itself. You do the mitzvah. Now, in general, you have to add another layer to try to do it as nice as possible. But it's not part of the halachas of the mitzvah. Is it part of the mitzvah itself? Or it's more generic rule of the Torah? So the Biskron says the following. He says, Pshat is no. It's not a generic rule in the Torah. It's a thing that every mitzvah needs to be done in the most perfected way. The mitzvah itself needs to be done with all the halachas and all the hidurim of that specific mitzvah. So says the Biskarov, that's what the Rambam doesn't mention it. Because the Rambam brings all the halachas of the mitzvahs. So I'm not going to tell you also a hidur. The hidur means do it perfectly. It's not another din that in the Torah are trying to make a mitzvah nicely. It means do the mitzvah that you have in the most perfected way. The perfection of the mitzvah is mentioned in the Rambam. So I don't have to tell you another din of Hidur Mitzvah. That's what Miss Grove says.
It's a halacha thing, or it's like a beauty thing? Like, make a sukkah
halacha thing. It's a din halacha. Oh, so here it comes. It says, that's not of kamino. Is it a halacha thing or not? So he brings a raya. One of the rayas that Bruce Crow brings is the Rashi in sukkah. And he brings it over here. But Rashi in sukkah says, in the beginning of lulav gozel, he says that you have lulav yovish. If it's dry, dry lulav is pasul. Says Rashi, why? Because it says, zekei livan veyu. It's not the father of mitzvahs. Says Tosis right away, zekei livan veyu doesn't make it pasul. It makes it not mehudah. Not pasul. Yeah, he has to bring a different rye. Says the Briskerov, how can Rashi say the zekei livan veyu makes the thing psul in the mitzvah? You see, zekei livan veyu is not like some generic thing. Maybe that's the way Tosis understands. Sounds like Briskerov even understands that even by Tosis you don't say that. But let's say that you could say in Tosis, it's not a place of the mitzvah, it's another idea, just try to make it nice and the nicest possible. But to say that's part of the halachas of the mitzvah, that you can't say it's based on Rashi. Rashi learns that the halachas of the mitzvah, that defines it as zekei livan veyu. Make the mitzvah in the most perfected way possible. If the mitzvah itself is to be perfect, then there's other layers. And when you see that in halacha, so the Briskerov brings that as a raya, that the Rashi is like the Rambam. Zekei livan veyu is not a separate thing. It's just do the mitzvah in the most perfected way possible. Where you see it very clearly in halacha, that there's a difference between doing the mitzvah perfectly, or another layer, you know, just other things. I'll bring two examples to this thing that you find in halacha. One is, in Hilchas Kiddush Levana, the Ramah brings the halacha as a Truvah Sedeshin, quoting the B'Seisif. So his Sedeshin speaks about the halacha that you should do Kiddush Levana on Moed Shabbos. Why? Because that's the right, that's appropriate time to do it when a person is mevusam, dressed nicely. That's the right appropriate time to mekadosh the levana, to mekalem machlus shemayim. That's the right time. So the Jewish tradition discusses what happens if you're in the middle of the winter and you have the levana. It's a Wednesday night. You have the levana right now. Should you wait for Mitzvah Shabbos? Not wait for Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Jewish tradition says, well, it depends which Mitzvah Shabbos. If the Mitzvah Shabbos has a few days afterwards, if you don't have the levana on Mitzvah Shabbos, you'll still have an opportunity to do kiddush levana. So wait for Mitzvah Shabbos. But even Mitzvah Shabbos is the last day, basically like we're having, you know, the next Mitzvah Shabbos is one of the last days, so don't wait for Mitzvah Shabbos. And he brings a rider that if there's a suffix, there's a tzad, you're going to miss the mitzvah, then you don't delay it. But if you have a tzad that you're not going to miss the mitzvah, delay it. So the shaila is, we're going to discuss it. What do you mean? To do mitzvah early, there's a concept of zrizim magdim lemitzvahs. So you have Zrizim Magdila Mitzvahs, or you have to do the mitzvah on the right time, which the right time is, to do it on Moitzi Shabbos. Why do you choose the Moitzi Shabbos over Zrizim Magdila Mitzvahs? But according to Briskerov's very Shrek, the right time of the mitzvah, that's part of the hilchus of the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself has a certain time to do it. What is the appropriate, correct time to do Kiddush Levana? Moitzi Shabbos. Zrizim Magdila Mitzvahs is a concept that, in general, mitzvah should be done as early as possible. But doesn't tell me that it didn't the mitzvah itself. You always try to do the mitzvah itself perfectly before you do any other layers. Another example to this, you find, is Magen Avraham. It's brought down, it's Chanukah, people discuss it, but it's brought down the Magen Avraham regarding one of the riots is going to B'dikas Chometz. It says, B'dikas Chometz, the Ikar time B'dikas Chometz is the beginning of the night. Right when the night starts, that's when you do B'dikas Chometz. Or Larbo, so you start the night, you should do B'dikas Chometz. A person did not daven Marv, and he has to choose if to do B'dikas Chometz, Or either he's going to go down a marav now and do b'dikas chametz later, or he will give a shliach to do b'dikas chametz and he will go down a marav. Says the Magen Avraham, he should appoint a shliach to do b'dikas chametz and he should go down a marav. Why? Because the ikar mitzvah is to do it beginning of the night. So everybody asks, one second, what about mitzvah bo yisrael mishlochoi? There's a thing that you should do the mitzvah yourself. So why I'm choosing now to do B'dikas Chometz, I choose mitzvah bo, you're going to choose the idea of to do beginning of the night more than mitzvah bo is a mishluchim. But again, according to Briskerov, it's very geschmack. If it's in the mitzvah itself, the time of the mitzvah B'dikas Chometz is the beginning of the night. Mitzvah bo is a mishluchim is a din klali, it's a generic din. All the Torah, your person is doing it himself. So the Hiddur mitzvah is in the mitzvah itself. Not in something which is an exterior layer. That comes first. The mitzvah is done perfectly. Then there's other dinim. It's a place of mishluchim. But the mitzvah itself comes before any other layers have to come afterwards. Someone will learn from here, this is just by the way, regarding Neres Chanukah. You do Neres Chanukah before you do, if a person is not coming home on time, she tells his wife to do Neres Chanukah earlier. So that's a big machlokes in the place scheme. There's another reason you should base or why a person should do it himself. So that's why maybe you can argue from the right from there to Neres Chanukah. But that's a side point. So nice with that, this idea, going back to the Shiloh that we spoke about, is you had now a choice. A tzibur can lane from a Sefer Torah, which is kosher l'mehadrin, because it's written with the right way, and it's done the right way. Or you could choose a Sefer Torah, which is not so mehudar in the writing, but the Sefer Torah was saved from the Holocaust. So that Sefer Torah has a sentimental value. Does that, maybe that is the hidur mitzvah. Right? Maybe that should be. According to the Biskrov, and according to what we're learning, the basis that says the mashmos and all these halachas that we learned, the ikar mitzvah is to do the mitzvah perfectly. Then you have other things, other layers. These other layers are not part of the mitzvah itself. The Biskrov himself, he has a problem, because the Gemara brings one of the examples, like the Torah says, is do shiroim noim. You have to put on the Sefer Torah a nice cover. Says the Biskrov, a nice cover is not part of the mitzvah itself. Where does that come from? So Biskrov has to come and say, there's another mitzvah called Kavod Sefer Torah. You have to respect the Sefer Torah. So the Shirai Noim is not Nidini Sefer Torah, it's Nidini Kavod Sefer Torah. Meaning, anything which is not much part of the mitzvah is not part of the Hidur mitzvah. You know, buying a beautiful case for your Esroig is a very nice thing, and maybe adds to the Chavivus HaMitzvah, it's a beautiful thing, but it's not a Hidur mitzvah. So when this child came up, it went to a Chashur HaPoisik here in America, and that Poisik said that there's no difference in your mitzvah if you have a Sefer Torah Noim or you have a sentimental value, so you have a Hidur mitzvah from there and you have a mitzvah from here. But the Chur from the Mesirov and from all the halachas that we learned seems that this Poisik, it seems like it's a very strange Rapsak that he said. Chur Avad, you see from here that the Iker Hidur is the Hidur which is part of the mitzvah itself, the halachas of the mitzvah to do it perfectly. And then the other sentimental values and beauty they do around it is also obviously a very nice thing. But that comes later after the Ikar mitzvah. So Caleb Van Biel is making the mitzvah in the most perfected way possible.